HPK-matkassa mukana, oranssilla sydämellä, Kerhoradio.
Okay, we're joined by Danik Martel. Danik, how are you?
I'm pretty good. You?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Your first time on the local radio here in Finland.
Yes, first time, and hopefully not the last, but it's my first time.
All right. Danik, you've spent a few weeks now in Finland. How has it been?
It's been a month I'm here, and actually, like, it doesn't feel far from home. Not time-wise, but just the community. I think I'm from a small town back home, too. And with the team, we did a couple activities around, and I think it was really fun to just knew the guys better, and after keep doing it. And it's been only a month, but I like it yet.
As we know, there are some similarities between Finland and Canada, but also differences. Has there been any big culture shocks yet, either on or off the ice?
Well, I'm a guy that loves to talk, so for sure the language barrier, like my first language is French. So either that, like, my English is pretty good, but it's still my second language. So now I'm learning Finnish after that. I think I'm having fun with it. The guys respect it, so that helps. But just going grocery and everything, I think it's the worst part. You can't say really hi and have a conversation to someone you don't know. But I'll get used to it, and I'll try to learn as the weeks goes on. But for now, I think the biggest difference is really the language, but if not the cities, like I said, I'm from a small town too, so it's pretty much the same. Everyone knows each other. They say hi when they walk. Everyone is friendly. So now on that part, like, everything is fine.
Sounds good. You're 28 years old, so I guess we can say you're not a rookie anymore. After juniors, you played 8 seasons in the American Hockey League, 5 different teams. How would you describe your professional career so far?
It went ups and downs. I think my first 3 years in Lehigh was really nice years. I had some good performance. I was a 5-on-5 and PK guy. Used to play maybe 8-10 minutes a game, so it was tough, but I still had 37 and 40 points every season, 20 goals every season. I got my first call up in the NHL, did really good, but the team was not doing great, so they sent me back down. I broke my jaw after that, triple fracture, so missed the game for 2 months. After that, the next year, I signed a contract with Philly for another year. I got picked up to waivers in Tampa, played the full season in Tampa, was doing great in preseason. Season started, we finished the season with 62 wins. I stayed there for the full season, but played only 9 games. A lot of practices. So the year after, they wanted me, I signed there again in Tampa. They wanted me to play some games at the start of the year. So I went back down in the AHL, was doing really good, and COVID hit. So season was over. After the next season, Panthers and Tampa were together for the farm team, so they didn't sign any guys as a two-way AHL, NHL guys. So I think my career went down from that part, because after that, I was getting older. Was 26 when I signed in Laval after. All the guys were on was rebuilding the team in Montreal, but I decided to play home anyway. And I had a pretty good season. Really good playoffs. I got 15 points in 15 games in playoff. And the next season, I decided to sign there again. That was, I think, the biggest mistake I ever done. I started this season again on the fourth line, not playing power play, not playing PK. After I got a big injury at Christmas, that because I was not playing a lot, I decided to take care of it and take my time with it. So I stayed out for hockey for like 3 months. And at the end of the year, I think I decided just to move out of there and try overseas and have a new beginning to my career. Because if we look at my stats, I think I have a really good career, but I never had the respect I deserved. So it was kind of getting frustrating on me. But at the end of the day, it's a new beginning for me. So I try to leave those years in the back and try to start a new way.
As you said, a few years back, you got a chance to play in the NHL. 13 games altogether in Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. What kind of an experience was that?
Oh, it was great. I think, like I used to say over there, it's tougher to play in the American League than to play in the NHL, because the guys in the NHL are really, the construction of the game is more the same style. Everyone's playing the same style of the game. Everyone's battling for the same thing, the Stanley Cup. Besides in the AHL, it's all guys that want to make it to the NHL. So there's no respect, really. Everyone is trying as hard as they can. There's a lot of injuries because there's a lot of bad hits, a lot of fights. But I think playing in the NHL was the best moments of my career. I think I did really good, too. Just bad places at the wrong moment. Like in Tampa, we beat the record for the most wins in a season without injuries. It's tough to crack a lineup at that point. So, and even the guy that was scratched most of the game with me was Ryan Callahan, that had won the cup in the past and was the captain for the Rangers for a lot of years. So I think he would have played before me if we had injuries. But so it was a great experience. I put it in my backpack. And now I'm mature and I lived it. But like I said, I'm in a new beginning now, but I use those tools to be the best player I can be.
Are you still aiming at the NHL?
I'm not. I think, like I said, I have a lot of frustration about the way I got used over there and the way they treated me. So I think if I have a good season and they offer me a one way in the NHL, I might go back. But if not, my career, like I said, I'm doing a new beginning, and I want to be a good hockey player overseas and be respected and try to win championships with teams that I'm playing for.
Now your first time playing in Europe, how did you end up to Finland and HPK?
I think my injury last year was a big problem for every single team that I talked to. I think we talked to maybe 20 teams that were interested of the style I was playing, but I missed 3 months, and they were all scared of, am I going to miss more this season? So at the end of the day, I took the contract that really the team was trusting me. I told the team that I was 120%. And I am, like I said, in preseason, I never felt that good. I think I played really good games too. So the big thing with me was really making sure a team trusted me and wanted me to use me for the right reason and not just for another contract to throw away. I wanted to come in a team and be useful for the team.
We have already seen you during preseason, and you seem to have a big role on the team. What do you think of the preseason games, both personally and Team West, so far?
I think on the team side, we have a lot of learn of our mindset. I think even for me, I'm not used to say out loud that we might not have the best team on paper. But for me, I don't care about papers. If you play hard and you play every single game as hard as you can, at some point, hard worker players are going to win games. So if we do it every night, I think we're going to have success. So we need to bring that mindset for the team in the season, that whoever is in front of us, we could be better if we work harder. It's not, like we said, in the NHL, usually the teams that are winning the Stanley Cup are not even the best team on paper. They're the teams that work the hardest, and the best player in the playoff are always the third line guys. So everyone's important in a team. So as a team, I think from the preseason, it's the thing I could bring that the team has to change or get better at. And for myself, I think it was a different game. It's a lot quicker. It's a big rink. You have more time than you think. So I used to be a third and fourth line guy with a lot of skills with bringing points to a team. But right now I have more time than I think. So keep the puck more, trust myself, do plays. But I saw that I'm able to produce because I finished the preseason with 10 points in 8 games. I had a lot of scoring chances that I missed. So when I'm going to get my confidence back, those are going to go in, and I'm going to bring a lot of success to this team, and I'm really happy to be here, and I feel great.
Sounds great. Now, tomorrow, start of the regular season, what are your expectations on the season on your time in Finland?
I think for sure, like I said, I'm a winner. I want to win. So just being part of the playoff and have a better season than last year, I think not only individual, but as a team. If I don't produce as points as much as people in the past or as some guys in the team, I'll bring something else that they don't. My energy, my passion for the game, I think is going to transpire in players around me. And I think everyone's going to be better because of my passion or because of my smile every day, because of the enthusiasm that I bring every day. So I have a lot of expectation for this team because when I enter a season, I always want to win. So whoever I'm playing for, I want to win. So same thing here.
Excellent. Dominik Martel, thank you, and good luck for the season.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it.